BBC News with Julie Candler. A United Nations investigation says Israel committed war crimes and broke international humanitarian law during its offensive in the Gaza Strip at the beginning of the year. The investigation, led by the former war crimes prosecutor Richard Goldstone, said there was also evidence that Palestinian militant groups committed war crimes by firing rockets at Israeli civilians. Imogen Folks reports.
Justice Goldstone's report calls on both the Israeli and Palestinian authorities to set up independent investigations into the alleged violations. If they don't, he recommends a referral to the International Criminal Court. Israel says it intends to examine the report carefully, but had already questioned its impartiality.
The chairman of the United States Central Bank, Ben Bernanke, has said the longest and deepest recession since the 1930s is now very likely over. However, Mr. Bernanke warned that while the economy was recovering, it remained weak. Matthew Price reports from outside the New York Stock Exchange.
Just 12 months after the biggest shock the financial system and the global economy has perhaps ever received, this is the strongest indication yet that senior bankers in the US believe the country is out of recession. Mr. Bernanke said from a technical perspective, the recession is very likely over. That suggests that the US economy during the current quarter is growing as it did during the last quarter. Two successive quarters of growth would mean the US is pulling out of recession.
Iraqi police say several mortars or rockets have been fired into the fortified Green Zone in central Baghdad. The attack took place while the American Vice President Joe Biden was visiting the city. There was no immediate word of any casualties. The Iraqi journalist jailed for throwing his shoes at the then US President George W. Bush has alleged that he was tortured in prison by senior Iraqi officials. Speaking after his release, the journalist Muntadhar al-Zaidi said he'd been given electric shocks, hit with steel rods, and been partially immersed in water overnight. He's demanded an apology from the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has warned his country is losing the battle against Maoist rebels. He described them as India's biggest security challenge. The rebels say they're fighting for the rights of the poor, Sanjoy Majumdar reports.
Addressing a conference of Indian police chiefs, Manmohan Singh said despite the government's best efforts, violence in Maoist-affected areas was going up. The Indian Prime Minister admitted that the Maoists had growing appeal among a large section of Indian society, including tribal communities, the rural poor, as well as sections of the intelligentsia and the youth. He urged the police chiefs to keep this in mind while devising strategies to deal with the Maoists and not see this as a mere law and order problem.
World news from the BBC. The lower house of the French Parliament has approved a law which removes internet access from those who repeatedly download music and video illegally. The draft law had to be amended after objections in June from the Constitutional Court. The measure now goes before the committee of both houses of Parliament. Once finally passed, the law would see those using illegal downloads face warnings before having their internet connections cut for up to a year. New rules to regulate the spending of Europe's top football clubs have been officially approved by the governing body UEFA. Clubs who break the rules will now face tough sanctions. Here's our sports news reporter Alex Kapstick.
Known as financial fair play, the president of European football's governing body, Michel Platini, has pushed through a policy designed to curb what he sees as spending excesses. Under the new regulations, which are expected to be fully enforced from the start of the 2012 season, clubs in the Champions and Europa Leagues will not be allowed to repeatedly splash out more than the revenue they generate. But details of the new measures are unclear. UEFA's flagship tournaments include the most popular teams and players in world football. They have enormous commercial appeal. It's something Michel Platini, despite his vision of a new equality and democracy in the European game, will not want to damage.
Islamist militants from the Al-Shabaab group in Somalia have told the BBC they will retaliate against US interests after Monday's attack in southern Somalia. U.S. forces believe they killed Saleh Ali Saleh Nibhan in the attack, who they say was involved in Al-Qaeda attacks in Kenya in 2002. The Al-Shabaab said the deaths of their Muslim brothers would be avenged. The BBC reporter in Mogadishu says the U.S. raid has raised concern among Somalis, who fear that attacks by foreign forces may help to fuel extremism instead of combating it. BBC News.